Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max, what is new at the garden?
Well, Roy, we got a bunch of good stuff that's new. We did get in our fountain and the water. Baptisms are now happening, but something that is relatively new is we are now allowing folks to come up and get water baptized. And either they can schedule it or they can show up on Saturdays now at 11 a.m. And there'll be tour guide chaplains there that'll be happy to water baptize you. So we have an application. It'd be good if you'd call and get the application filled out because we have a certificate for water baptism and we'd like to give you. And that number is 830-928-7774. Mm-hmm. 928-7774, and that's all on the website of the Coming King Foundation. But that's pretty exciting. And also, we've had lights donated, and this has just been a wonderful thing. The electricians, Guadalupe Electric, they're donating their time. We've had a lighting company out of Houston donate the light fixtures, and then we've even recently had the company out of Houston donate the security camera system. So we've now got light at the garden, and we've had it always in the cross. But now the whole top of the garden and the parking lots will
and
have these
nice
lights.
I want to
bring
attention to something. One of the nice things about this is when you guys set it up in the very beginning, you set it up to be debt-free.
Yep.
So all these things that are up there,
Right. Nobody's
paid for. Borrowed the money, nobody's done anything, there's no commitments. People have freely given this and donated
right.
it to the Coming King Foundation, which is a 501c3, which
right.
means they can, of course, deduct
it
off
deductible.
Their taxes.
Yeah, and it's now amounted to thousands of people. I was asking, somebody told me the other day that the reason this has taken so long to get this garden built, 15 years, is because now God has thousands of people that are involved and have given to it. You know,
yeah. And it's just, and that to me is one of the exciting
yeah.
things when I come up every once in a while is to see what else has happened.
Yeah, and that's right. And we got a letter that we send out and thank everybody for donation. The smallest donation I think we got was either 9 cents or 11 cents. And somebody gave us that and wrote a little note for a little child, you know, and so we answer every one of those.
Right. We have a miracle of the week?
Yeah. We have one that's from a Dr. Laura Nieman, and Dr. Sandra Steen, I believe is her name, and we got this letter, and it came in 9/11/16, and it says, "Hi, Max and Sherry, Sandra and I drove up to the cross from San Antonio late Saturday afternoon." Now, folks, we don't know these people. They're from Indiana, but they sent us this letter. And so we drove up to the property and made our way up to the prayer garden. The presence of the Lord was gloriously manifest. The whole trip was worth the experience. His presence in the prayer garden. Thank you, Max, for your willing spirit and openness to follow the voice of the Lord to create such a magnificent display of who the Lord Jesus Christ is. While we were there, I prayed for many more people to be encouraged to come and experience his presence in the garden and to take their place at the foot of the cross, receiving Jesus as his Savior. Although it's my first trip to the open cross, I'm sure it won't be my last. Such peace emanates from the property. Surely goodness and mercy will meet everyone who stops to see what Jesus can and will do for them. Your obedience has blessed my life. Thank you. Shalom. Laura Nieman from West Lafayette, Indiana. These are people, this happens to people that just show up. I mean, see, that's the remarkable thing about this garden. They're not hearing a sermon that moved them. They're not hearing reading a book that moved them or a movie. They're going up and experiencing God after reading the scriptures, seeing some art that points to Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And that's the miracle. This thing runs basically.
Speaking of that, I got to share this because I know you and we've shared this before. Tell about the trip where you were had the art in your trailer, taking it along, and people started gathering along the way.
Right, right.
About the magic of art.
Yeah.
It's amazing that God uses this, and no matter where you went.
Right, Burger King, Walmart.
Didn't make a difference. People would gather
lot,
around
motels.
And would be having experiences because of the art.
Yeah, because it drew them there.
And so now that you have it at a place like the cross,
right.
And this is one of the reasons why you put that art up there, because of the effect it had.
Because we
people.
Knew it would be a draw.
Knew it would be a
but
draw.
But what people don't expect is to meet the Holy Spirit.
I know.
See, they just expect to see a piece of
and
big art.
And that's what
art.
I tell people a lot
and
of
then
times.
Then they're surprised by the presence
I
of
I just
God.
Tell them, go up there and see the pretty art and see the pretty trees and all that.
Amen.
I said, be careful.
Amen.
You might get saved. All right. We had a returning guest this week. If you would, Max, introduce him.
Yeah, I got my pastor here, David Danielson. He's the pastor for Sherry and me, and just an incredible guy, young man, really super gifted. God poured a lot into him, both in understanding the Word, the Scripture, but also understanding the ways of the Holy Spirit. And then he gifted him as a musically, and so he writes music, he performs music, and he weaves it all together in a real unique way. And we do have a praise team like other churches and, you know, things like that, but then David can be just doing a sermon and suddenly jump into a song, and that's pretty unusual.
So David used music and traditional preaching to mix it in together.
I guess that's what you'd call traditional preaching, what I do. I don't know if it's, that's what it's called or not, but it's just, again, it's just following the Spirit. We have an hour and a half service. We sing for an hour, basically, and I teach for about 30 minutes, and that's plenty for anybody to listen to.
You kind of have a unique perspective on this cross, don't you?
Yeah.
Because you've been around with it for a while.
He was a founding trustee, too, uh-huh. One of the originals.
We've been blessed from the beginning. I mean, it was a way that the Lord used to knit our hearts to Max and Sherry's heart. And as we heard the vision and got to know him early on at our church, and when I first got to Impact, it was much smaller. We were, you know, 100 people or something like that many years ago. And so it was a way to get our hearts knit together. And what has so blessed me about the whole process is the time, the talent, and the treasure that Max and Sherry have poured into this. Sometimes people have a vision and they want other people to do it. And what I so appreciate about it, Max and Sherry, is this is a vision God gave them, and they are all in, constant in on it.
Why do you think they're so on fire?
I don't think they can help it. I mean, their life got changed, and then this vision came from the Lord to them. And so it's a commission to them, a biblical type commission that it was clearly laid out how to do it. And again, I so appreciate the personal sacrifices they've made to see this come about, because I've just dealt with a lot of people through many years who have visions. But I haven't dealt with anybody who has given as much of themselves to see this come about as these
two. That's why when I first met Max, we met at his niece's. There was a birthday party or something, and I met him through his niece. And she was telling me about this, and I met Max, and he was telling me about this cross and all this stuff. And, you know, I mean, it sounded good, but I'm like, yeah. So I go up there, and there it is. There's that big cross up there on this land, and it's all paid for. I said, okay, he's the man. Because, yeah. You know, a lot of people talk the talk, but they don't really produce anything.
Right.
But there it was. And then within a year, all this other started happening. Every time I'd go back, something else had happened.
Yeah.
And it's still debt-free.
Yeah. I was blessed. Max invited me in to be a trustee. I hadn't really ever done that before. But
you were one of the original seven.
One of the original seven, and just felt like the Lord said to do that. And it was still very much vision stage at that point. And so to just pray it into existence, to see God work, to see God move was really an incredible thing. Because, like you said, it was one of those, oh, come on, yeah, that's a great idea. But seriously, really, how's it going to happen? And then just to watch God open door after door after door, rarely in our timing, always in His. And never late.
That's the
always
hard
right
part for me, at least, yeah. To get used to God's timing, because that's like, well, God, I need this now. It's like,
yeah, urgent isn't like the thing that moves him very often. right.
And after a while, I guess, when you've been through what Max has been through, and I'm sure you have too, and Sherry to a certain extent, you get used to that. So you don't say, well, I want it now. You say, well, in your time, God.
I don't know if Max will ever quite adjust to that. He wanted it yesterday, you know. But what I so, again, appreciate is he didn't give up on it. He stayed with the Lord as the Lord stretched him. I mean, even I think for him working with this group of trustees, because it wasn't like we weren't yes people for Max. He didn't ask us to be. He wanted us to be honest. He wanted us to hear the Lord and to hear with him. And I think that was part of the excitement, too. I've been around many ministries where you're just yes people, and I didn't want to be part of that. But this was, no, we're all hearing God together. And as we heard the Lord together, we fell together into the right timing, always slower than Max wanted it, and the rest of us as well. But he had a drive to see it happen, but it was amazing. It was, yeah, he doesn't. And the Lord knew that about him.
For me, it wasn't something I just heard from Max. I felt.
Yeah.
I could feel the energy coming through. And so it was where I tuned in on this energy as the Holy Spirit's coming through me. I could actually feel it.
Yeah.
And that's why I responded the way I did.
Yeah.
Because he infected me.
Yeah. Early on, he and I went to Washington for a family
research council.
Family research council meeting.
That's Tony Perkins' deal.
And we pulled the statues with us, so I got to see, you know, everybody stopping by and along the way and that kind of thing. But what really struck me is at the meeting, there was vendors with all their products. Of all the vendors there was one booth where people kept coming because they wanted someone to pray for them. And testimony after testimony, 2 years ago when you prayed this happened, 3 years ago when you prayed this happened, last year when you prayed this happened, it was so impressive. All the other booths were hoping to have customers, and Max had a whole line of them, but it was not, I don't know that he even sold any art that week, which is what the booth was for, but he was talking about the vision of the garden, and people were coming to get prayed for, and he was after it, solid 3 days going.
Max?
Well, that's what you get with going with me on a trip. Sherry's lived with that for a long time, and our daughter growing up, and they're just used to, if you're going to be doing God's stuff, you got to be ready at any time. And the neat thing is when you're really doing His stuff and His time and His way, then stuff happens and lives change. There's fruit, there's changed lives, and it's just remarkable. And it's always been fun to drive, you know, travel with David, and we were able to just the whole time just talk about, you know, God and what He was doing, and then boom, He'd be doing something with us the next second, and we'd just be back and forth on the thing. And but really, you know, David's been a big part since the foundation was formed on May the 6th, 2004, and he set that course and gave us prophetic words with the others. And all these years later, now all the trustees have basically abided by that. I mean, some of the things that we decided in that original board were not to get into debt, you know, and to seek God and to let Him confirm everything and to do it that way and to not be commercial and to keep it pure and holy. And every time somebody's got an idea on the new board that might be off of right or left, I'll explain, well, you know, the original board, we talked about that, and we decided we want to stay here. This is where we're supposed to. So we're forever grateful, you know, that that David gave us that prophetic advice and wisdom from the throne.
Well, David, what happened when you made a place for God?
Well, again, just being part of what was happening up there, now to see it go from not even knowing where it was to just an empty hill that, when the first time we stood on it, you could sense the presence of the Lord, to see the cross raised up before anything else was up there, and it was just wide open caliche to what it is now. It's an amazing thing. And when you make a place for God like that, or in our own lives, He comes. He shows up. He is always extending invitation to us to invite Him, and when we invite Him, He says yes, and he's there.
So the easy explanation for the question, what's happening on the mountain, is God's showing up?
Oh, yeah. And in every way you can think about, just peace, power, love, acceptance.
Healing.
Healing, yeah. And evangelism. I call it shooting fish in a barrel, because people just come there, and it's just easy to catch them because God meets us there.
You know, one of the things that I like about that you're doing, Max, is we have special people up there that have been trained to wear these little red aprons.
Right, right.
And
Tour guide chaplains.
They've been trained, and so they've trained, and they know how to talk to people and answer questions about the cross. So if you go to the cross and you see someone walking around with one of the little red aprons, they're people that are representing the board, and they've been trained.
Right,
to be
right.
Able
and they're
to,
from all different church
minister.
Denominations.
Right. All different people.
You know, it's about Jesus. It's not about a particular denomination. But they're taught to give a tour that if you want to know about
the facts
of the garden and the size and the weight and who, where, and how, they can say that. But then they're also charged before you leave to ask you if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And if you want to have that relation, then they'll pray right there
and
on
not,
the spot
just
with,
pray
you.
With you.
That's right. Whatever you want.
All right. David Danielson, once again, please give your times for your church services and a website if you have it.
All right. It's Impact Fellowship, Impact Christian Fellowship, 2031 Goat Creek Road. Services are on Saturday night at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 10:30. The website is ImpactKerr, ImpactKerr.com.
And trust me, if you've never been to a Impact before, which a lot of people haven't, go. You'll never forget it. Max, quickly, any closing comments, and how do people reach us?
Okay, well, again, we recommend the church. We've been there now, 8 or 9, 10 years, I guess. I don't know, Sherry, how many you have to add it up, but we love it, and so we recommend it to anybody. If you're in the Hill Country, just take a visit on Saturday or something.
How do they get to us with Coming King if they want more information?
The easiest, fastest way is the website, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org.
Max and Sherry Griner, thank you. David Danielson, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Roy Holly. Have a good week. Here's Sherry Griner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, this is Sherry again this week with you. I just wanted to mention to you, after you visited the cross, please drop us a note and tell us what you experienced and how it affected your life. You never know when the words that you leave and say will touch someone else's heart, and these might be the words that that person really needed to hear that day. This first one is from Dr. Gary Cook, who is a friend, and he's the chancellor of Dallas Baptist University. He was the president of Dallas Baptist University for many, many years. And here's what he said. Max, I did have the privilege of coming through the sculpture prayer gardens on one of my trips. It was just great to be able to see what the Lord has done there on that mountaintop. I was so impressed. It was a hot day, but one of the older volunteer chaplains was there, and he was so gracious, loving, and kind. I was very impressed with him. I love the way you had the scripture verses all along the pathway going to and from the cross. It was a moving experience, and I'm so happy that the Lord provided the funds for you to have this. I know it's been a dream of yours for years and years. The Lord certainly has blessed you, and Max, I'm so glad that He has. I have learned about your ministry through Colonel Bill Lewis and his wife. I am a Christian, and I live in prison. If it's okay with you, I would like to keep your ministry in my prayers. I would like to receive your newsletters about the garden. Please keep James, Matthew, Brian, Patrick, and Caitlin Dyer in your prayers. They are without their mother and father. This was sent in from prison by Richard Fuller. Okay, the next one is from Midland, Texas, and it was sent in by TripAdvisor. It says, don't miss it. Take time to drive up and see closer. Very impressive and emotional. Be sure to stop and take time to see the outstanding artworks. Pick up a rock. Write a message and place along with the others. This is a wonderful place to think and pray. And Jessica says, I was blown away by the testimony you gave on the CD. There is no doubt God is at work in this place. And Faith wrote in, the scriptures are great and the cross is huge. I love it here. Donna says, awesome, beautiful. Thank you for such a wonderful place. And my last one comes from London, England, Pastor Graham Allen. And he said, "This vision is an expanding one. It is not static. It's expanding." And that's all I have for you today. And I'll be back with you again next week.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculptor Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org.
This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.